Lila Nishmas Rav Kleinim's Kamish Ben Avili Melech Shabbos Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. So this parak deals with hatmana, insulating items. And we've said that insulating with something that's mosif hevel, that adds heat, that's also to do even before Shabbos. And that's because of a gzera. If we would allow you to do that, one may insulate with ashes. And if he does that, he may stir the ashes and be over an Issa D'Oraisa. But that's talking about before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to insulate with anything, and that's for a different reason, because if you insulate on Shabbos, even with something that doesn't add heat, the problem is that you may come and find that your food isn't fully cooked as you insulate it, and you may play around with the fire and cook it. So that's with anything, even a dover that's ain't almost of hevel. So first the Mishnah is going to deal with things that you're not allowed to insulate with even Erev Shabbos because they add heat. So b'met tomnin uvame eim tomnin. What are you allowed to insulate with and what are you not allowed to insulate with? Ein tomnin lo begefes. You're not allowed to insulate with peat. So the Rav says this is the remnants of olives or sesame. After they're crushed, they can retain their heat very much. V'lo bezevel and not manure. Lo bemelach, not salt. V'lo besid, plaster. V'lo bechol or sand. Bein lachim, bein yevashim. All these things, whether they're wet or dry, one cannot insulate with them. They're going to retain and continue to add heat. Next category, lo betevin, not with straw. V'loi bezagim, these are the shells of grapes. V'loi bemochim, the Rav says anything that's soft is called mochin, like, for example, cotton or soft wool shearings of an animal or worn-out garments. V'lo ba'asavim, and also not grass. Bizman shehein lachin. So all these things, it's dafka when they're wet. However, the Rav points out that all these things that we're discussing in this second category are all where the moisture is intrinsic in the item, where it's not like you poured water on it and now it's wet. That's not what we're talking about. That would not be a problem. We're specifically dealing with things like you have moist straw or grass. And we talk about mochin. The case of mochin would dafka be the wool that's sheared from near the tail or between the thighs of the animal. So that wool, I guess, is very oily and moist, and it would actually add heat if you would use that. So tzdafka, these items had to be wet in order to be usher to use Erev Shabbos. Mishnah continues. Tomnin b'ksus, one is allowed to insulate with a garment of a peiros and fruits. B'kanfeyona, with the wings of a dove, really just means the feathers. The Tiferes Sol explains it's not just the feathers of a dove, it's any bird's feathers. U'v'nesiris shel charoshim, this is like sawdust. That would come from what a carpenter does. Uvin orishal pishton, daka, and also very fine strands of flax after the flax was combed. Obviously, if it's very coarse, that's for sure mutter. The Mishnah is telling us that even if it's finely combed, where I guess it would retain heat better, still that's 100% mutter, Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda oiser b'daka of matter begas. Rabbi Yehuda was chaylik, and Rabbi Yehuda said that if it's daka, if it's very fine, this flax, then you're not allowed to use it. But he matured with coarser flax.